Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Irish government is providing vital emergency material, including 700 oxygen concentrators, to India as the country's medical services are overwhelmed by a second wave of COVID. Today marks another record-breaking day, with India experiencing a new global high of 352,991 cases. Hospitals in Delhi and other worst-hit cities have been turning away patients after running out of supplies of medical oxygen and beds. Well, I'm joined now by the Indian ambassador to Ireland, Sandeep Kumar, and thank you very much, Ambassador, for joining us this evening. As I say, this has been the fifth straight day of a record number of COVID cases in your country. How would you assess the situation in India at the moment?
It is indeed very alarming, and we will not wish to undermine in any manner the gravity of the situation, which has been caused by the surge of the wave two of the virus. And this time it is unrelenting in its scale and speed. And that's why the large number of people who have been infected by this virus this time around. I would also like to say that the government is rallying people from all sections of society, including the industry, the scientists, the healthcare workers, the graduate medical students, and civil society in tackling the challenge in a multi-pronged approach, even while fully recognizing the gravity of this challenge.
It's been announced this afternoon that the Irish government is sending emergency material, including 700 oxygen concentrators. How much of a difference is that likely to make, and what do you think of the international response more generally?
I think every bit of assistance matters. We are highly grateful to the Irish government for announcing this support, which is direly needed in India at this point in time. This they are doing in tandem with EU. And there have been various other countries like UK, US, and across the globe who have come out with offers of immediate support as a part of, and as a measure, I would say, of solidarity and partnership with India. We are very grateful. It will go a long way in ameliorating the situation in the ground, even as the Indian government itself takes various measures to tackle the situation. And the government has announced 550 new oxygen-generating plants in public medical facilities to cover all districts. This is in addition to the existing infrastructure. Special oxygen express trains have been commissioned. The Air Force has been activated to facilitate the procurement and distribution processes. And we have also started urgent measures to procure essential medicines and equipment. Additional ICU units and hospital beds are being set up in mega cities where there are the highest rates of infections. And at the same time, this is important that government has advised strongly against hoarding of oxygen and medicines, as well as unnecessary hospitalizations in mild cases, because people have a tendency to just go to the hospitals and they would then choose the ones nearest to them rather than going to any government or private hospital, which again overwhelms the system.
And of course, all those government measures will be very welcome at this point. But as I'm sure you're aware, Ambassador, there has been quite a lot of criticism of the handling of the COVID crisis by Prime Minister Modi, accusations that he's downplayed the situation, people noting that he's held huge election rallies over the last month without masks or social distancing. He hasn't put any strict curbs on mass gatherings, so there have been mass gatherings in the last month. Do you think he has handled the situation well?
You know, as I said, that no government could have anticipated the scale and speed of this second wave in India. Neither did the scientific community, the medical community, nor the government. I did not hear any statements to that effect that it would be attacking us so ferociously. But having said that, of course, there is no room for complacency at all. At one point in time in February and March, we thought that we had taken strong measures to overcome this in a big way. But obviously, that was wrong. A lot of people started coming out. There were political rallies. There were religious festivals. And then it just hit us around 2 weeks ago. And, you know, the infrastructure was totally strained, and it continues to be strained. But as I said, we have to handle it in the best possible manner, in a pragmatic manner, in an effective manner. And that is why all our embassies across the globe are also sourcing material. We are taking domestic measures. The vaccination drive is being looked at. Government has announced resources for the expansion of domestic vaccine production facilities, which are also dependent on essential raw materials which come from US and other countries.
Can I just ask you about that, Ambassador, finally, the question of vaccinations and how that's going? Because again, criticism of how the vaccine rollout program has gone in India, given that you are a vaccine producer, the country itself is a vaccine producer, criticism that it's nowhere near it should be in that context.
No, it isn't, and it could not have been. We have today administered 140 million doses of vaccines, and this number, of course, it is, if it relates to the overall 1.3 billion Indian population, is very small. But actually, this figure exceeds the total vaccinations administered in EU countries combined, and it is only the, and we have the third highest figure globally after China and US. Yes, it is not enough. India is the largest vaccine manufacturing country in the world, and that's why we are taking measures to expand our domestic production facilities. Okay. As of today, the Indian government has been administrating vaccines to everybody above the age of 45, apart from the healthcare and frontline workers. And as of 1st May, everyone above the age of 18 will be eligible to go and get the jab. So, you know, there are a lot of, and this requires a lot of distribution systems, logistics, and we're all tackling that as best as we can.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Indian Ambassador to Ireland, Sandeep Kumar.